Welcome to the podcast, Claim Your Excellent Life, with your host, Suzanne Kellner-Zink, where she helps professional women learn how to be happy. Suzanne will teach you how to do this through building high self-esteem, relaxation and calm, and good, healthy relationships. Tune in every week as Suzanne shares effective strategies to help you claim your excellent life with happiness techniques, self-esteem building exercises, relationship tips, and relaxation information. Make sure to head over to dawningvisions.com to subscribe to the newsletter to receive your keys to happiness, as well as other useful free gifts for you.
In this episode of Claim Your Excellent Life, we are going to be speaking about overcoming challenges. And the reason I want to speak about this is because I'm going through some right now. Over the past 14 years, I've put my heart and soul into Dawning Visions Hypnosis, and the last few years into Claim Your Excellent Life, in a true effort to educate people in terms of what is possible in creating a life that's worth living. Because this is the thing. We all have challenges. I was just watching a webinar this morning, actually, that Frank Kern, who is one of the best internet marketers this world has ever seen, explaining a lot of the really big mistakes that he has made over the course of his business. One of them being sued by the FCC because in his advertising, he had said that because he was able to make money doing what he was selling, other people could do it too. And that's illegal if you cannot prove it. But being, I think, a mere 26-year-old kid at the time, he really had no idea that he was causing any problems because, you know, he just wanted to make some money. And then he went into some really scary stuff that he went through with his second wife health-wise that, thank God they were able to come out the other end okay. But my point is that his point was that even the gurus out there who look like they walk on water, they too have their stuff. And right now I'm going through some of my own stuff because that's what life throws you sometimes. You do your best to figure out what you're here to do. A lot of coaches and even psychologists, I guess, do a lot of work around helping people to use their great strengths, to find work that matters, to have a life that's happy and fulfilling, because to do work you don't care about is way too many hours doing something you'd rather not be doing. And that takes away from one's quality of life big time. And to be honest, I've been really lucky because I've been able to see the world, meet amazing people, go to amazing places because of Dawning Visions and the work that I've been able to do to help people overcome their problems. But there's another side to this whole story. And that side is that a lot of times when we go through problems, people tend to hide out a lot. They don't want the people closest to them to know what's going on. They don't want to be embarrassed. They don't want to ask for help. And then what happens is they suffer in silence because they feel like they have to do it all on their own. And I know for a fact, no one has done anything of any value in this world has done it on their own. No one. We all need to be a part of a larger community. And I am very blessed in this way too, because I do have a really great community surrounding me. And a lot of it has to do with what a person puts out. if you're out there in the world doing things to help other people who come along your path in whatever way you can, people appreciate it. So that's really lesson number one. We all have hard times. However, if you put out good energy and you're there to really be of service to other people will be there for you when you most need them. Second, I'll tell you, it's been really hard talking to people about some of the stuff that's been going on. I just had a conversation with my youngest sister, and she too is going through a really hard time right now, financially speaking. And yet, you know what? She and her husband had my back anyway. Why? Not because sisters have to do it, because no one has to do anything, okay? Let's get that clear. No one has to do anything. She told me it's because I was always an inspiration to her and that she didn't want to see me going through this hard time without doing something that they could do to help. And to tell you the truth, I would never ask them for anything other than maybe an ear. And yet, there she was. So, there, surprise. I had another conversation with a really old friend of mine who I haven't really had a lot of interaction with over the last few years. He was actually the first one who saw my posting on Facebook and called me. And his question was, what do you need? And, you know, that's another thing. Sometimes you just have to have that conversation. Now, this particular guy has been there for me forever. You know, I was there for him when he was going through some really hard times in his family over the last 30-some-odd years. And, you know, we kind of separated, not so much because he wanted to, but because I needed to take some space from my past life, my life out east, to be specific. And yet, he was there. And we had a conversation that lasted 1 hour and 6 minutes, that's what he told me. And it was a wonderful conversation, just like the really old days. And I don't know who else is going to come out of the woodwork. My new Karen crowdfunding campaign that is up there. But what I can tell you is this. It really opens one's heart when you see that there's people out there who actually do care. And I don't mean care in the sense of being present and listening to you, because I have a ton of those friends, and I do love them, and I care about them, and they care about me too. I'm talking about the people who understand that you can't live on just air alone, because frankly, the business has gone way down. And my guess is that part of it's because of Obamacare, taking care of the mental health clients that I would normally have. And you know what? It's okay, because Obamacare is there to serve a purpose. And it's an important purpose for those people who cannot afford health insurance. So, the third thing that I want you to understand is that moral support is really necessary too. Because I can't tell you how many people have told me, don't lose hope. I've had people tell me, you're really gifted at what you do. Don't stop doing it. I've had people tell me that they really believe in me, things like that. And those words do really matter a lot when you're going through a really hard time. And those words can be the difference that makes a difference for some people. And that's what I want you to come away with from this particular podcast. I want you to understand that it's really, truly okay to ask for help, to accept the help, so long as you're a person who is being of service and truly does care about the other people in their lives. I would love to thank you for spending your time with me. Until next time.
If you have enjoyed Claim Your Excellent Life, we'd really appreciate it if you go over to iTunes and give it a 5-star review. If you have found Claim Your Excellent Life to be helpful to you, and maybe even life-altering with the information that we have shared here, and to allow us to continue this work, which we really do enjoy doing for you, you can sponsor us at patreon.com. That's spelled P as in Paul, A-T-R-E-O-N as in Nancy.com. Again, that's P as in Paul, A-T as in Tom, R-E-O-N as in Nancy.com, where there's a few different levels of sponsorship that you can choose from to help us to continue doing this work. We thank you for any assistance that you are able to give us.
Thank you for listening to the podcast, Claim Your Excellent Life, with your host, Suzanne Kellner-Zink, where she helps professional women learn how to be happy. Suzanne teaches you how to do this through building high self-esteem, relaxation and calm, and good, healthy relationships. Tune in every week as Suzanne shares effective strategies to help you claim your excellent life with happiness techniques, self-esteem building exercises, relationship tips, and relaxation information. Make sure to head over to dawningvisions.com to subscribe to the newsletter to receive your keys to happiness, as well as other useful free gifts for you.